This is John Frusciante, and you're watching Dots Music. As I write my songs, I'm always singing them for my friends. You know, when I write a song, normally before it's ever recorded, I've already played it for maybe 5 different people. So, and they're always focusing on me when I'm playing it for each person. And, you know, to me, one person is no different than 200 people or 250,000 people. To me, the spirits are really who I'm playing it for, the spirits inside of the people. And, you know, a person can be infested with, you know, 100 different spirits, or, you know, they can be in the air, they can be hiding in places, they can make themselves really small. Wherever there's nothing, they are, you know. Even when I'm writing in a notebook, I feel like I've got all these ghosts looking at me. I feel like I'm being watched all the time. So I'm very used to being a focus of attention. As you know, I think a lot of people are being watched, you know, by ghosts all the time. They aren't aware of it. But maybe it's part of the reason that they're scared to be focused on by a lot of people, like scared to go up in front of a crowd or something. But to me, being by yourself in a room and writing a song is no different than playing a song for a bunch of people. You know, to me, they're both the same thing. I feel like I'm getting an equal amount of attention whether I'm alone or with a bunch of people. You know.
How important is it to actually take the album out to a live setting? Because sometimes sort of solo albums, they kind of just make them and then carry on with the
enjoy. Well, I'm not trying to recreate the album. It's like the album, yeah, is all electronic, you know, except for my singing and my guitar. Live, I'm just playing the songs the way they were written, just me and my guitar, you know, as well as I'm doing a lot of songs by other, by a lot of my favorite artists, and I'm doing a couple of songs from my first album and a couple from my second album, you know. The songs that I do off my new album are, I think it gives people a good perspective on the songs to hear them the way they were written, as without all the textures that I've added to them in the recording process. On my first solo album, it was all done while I was in the Chili Peppers. It was released after I'd quit the Chili Peppers, and after I had quit playing music. I realized that it was maybe going to be the last music that I'd ever make, so I decided to release it because I'd quit playing guitar, you know.
Right.
When I recorded the music, I had no intention of releasing it. And my second solo record was predominantly from that same period. I was just taking extra songs that I hadn't used from my first album. They were like left over, and I put them on my second album. During the whole time I wasn't in the band, I think I only recorded 3 songs the whole 6 years.
Right.
And those 3 songs are on my second album.
So what kind of prompted this album?
Well, being in the Chili Peppers, I'm focusing on my guitar playing constantly, you know. But it's a natural function for me to write songs because I have a style of songwriting that is an identity unto myself, and it has nothing to do with the Chili Peppers. And these songs are written late at night after I've been working, you know, on the Chili Peppers, writing the Chili Peppers songs all day. And then at nighttime, just a song comes to me and I just write it, and it happens very quickly.
Is it a release of it?
It's just something I naturally do. It's like breathing. I mean, it's not, there's no forethought. It's not there for any purpose other than to make myself feel good, and because I love singing and I love writing lyrics. That's why I write my songs. But a lot of my songs were written, a lot of the songs on my album, they were written in hotel rooms, you know. I think I live, eat, and breathe music all the time. All I think about is music. So, naturally, I don't just repeat the songs that I've already written, you know. I'm here to make music, and in the last 3 years, I've probably written in the neighborhood of about 80 songs, you know. It's natural that I should release 15 of them, you know.